This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
These are some pretty wild phone calls, and we're just taking them. If you think COVID-19 is super real, the end of the world, and you love the response, you love Fauci, you love the Wuhan lab, you love Xi Jinping, you're welcome to call 877-789-2539. But this country's in a civil war with Chi-Com globalist fifth column. You know, I haven't said that in a long time. Now that's coming out. The president's saying it. And the president's pragmatic. He loves America. He loves free market. He doesn't like seeing us get screwed over for no reason. But he keeps thinking he can fix things just playing patty cake with these folks. You can't. You know they launched this on purpose, folks. All right. Next segment, Joe's in Ohio. This is a short segment. Grandmother died, tested negative, still cold COVID death. We'll go to Joe in a moment. And we got Phil and Jason and John and Josh and everybody else. But let's talk to Josh in Arizona. Josh, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks for letting me state my
experience. Most talk show hosts make you kiss their butt. I appreciate you calling and being a listener, Josh, so thank you. Go ahead. Don't put the cart before the horse, my friend.
Love you guys. Hey, I appreciate it. So my stepfather, 86 years old, chronic diabetes. He was suffering from heart failure due to pneumonia. He had chronic pneumonia. He had been in and out of the hospital for months. Prior to the quote unquote pandemic. In fact, just 2 weeks earlier, and they had tested him and he came back negative for corona. He never left the house after that. Okay. So, he was having difficulty breathing and, you know, so I called the hospital. They take him in. He had heart failure. He had water on the lungs and just, you know, a lot of problems. 86 years old, foot rotting off from diabetes. Everything you could imagine.
It was his time to go.
It was. He was one of my best friends, and I loved him. But, you know, I could see the writing on the wall.
Well, it was time for him to meet the Lord.
Yeah. So I take him to the hospital, Alex, and at the front, there's like this tent, okay? There's a guy out there with a smock on and some gloves, no mask. He greets us. He takes my stepfather's temperature and calls somebody else out. They, you know, it's like this theater. That's the perfect word for it. I've heard you use it before. It's like this theater to create this perception that, in fact, this guy could be like, the contagion, right? So they take him, they admit him. They won't let family or visitors into the hospital. And so I'm locked out, but they just let me go. If this guy is, a risk factor to their hospital and the community, why would they? I took him to the hospital. Why would they just let me go? Well, anyways, you know, without testing me, without, you know.
So in the end, did they claim he had coronavirus?
Right. So at the end, 4 days later, he finally passed away, but he was put on comfort care and all this stuff. And it wasn't heart failure. It wasn't the chronic diabetes. It wasn't the pneumonia. It wasn't any of that. It was coronavirus.
Of course it was. And that's what they admit they do. Fauci and them don't even deny they're doing it. So then most of these numbers are people that were already dying. And then most of the time they admit they didn't even really test positive because the main test they use only means that you've had a coronavirus, not COVID-19, but the same family sometime in the last decade. Just think about how they're executing this giant fraud in front of everyone.
Yeah. And locking everyone out of the hospital. Like, you know, you couldn't see him from behind glass. You couldn't communicate with him.
So Did they snake a ventilator down him to get that extra $39,000?
Alex, my mom had power of attorney, so she declined the intubation.
Well, good. They didn't get that money. Well, I'm sad to hear that he went, but you will see him again, my friend, and I'm glad you told your story. More people need to tell their story, and not just here, where we're kind of preaching to the choir. You need to tell your story everywhere. God bless you. And folks, another way to not just preach the choir, tell everyone you know about Infowars.com/show and band.video. Spread the truth. You are Paul Revere.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that you can get high-quality, horrible food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. But it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders until they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Phone calls, ladies and gentlemen, on this live Tuesday, May 5th transmission. And this is the reality of what's unfolding. This is the globalist takeover. It is a product of an open free society that it creates decadence and then corruption and then tyranny and then collapse. And we go in this cycle. But the globalists openly say that they're going to use robots and other techniques of social conditioning to make sure when we collapse this time, humanity never rises again. And out of this, a new civilization, the post-human civilization, the Silicon civilization rises. This is the actual cult of the globalists that's public. And people ask, how did I predict all this? Because they admit that that is their plan. In fact, I saved a screenshot of it on my phone. I meant to send it to the producers. I saw it this weekend of a new movie out where the guy has his consciousness put into a computer, and then it's wonderful once he does it. I mean, this is all just absolutely sick, folks. It's not going to be your consciousness. You're going to be killed. But the AI would have recorded your every move, how you talk, your voice print, what you do, to where then the avatar that will be in the computer will be able to fool your family. And then the computer will have a relationship with you and your family, and it's just the next level of fraud. Yeah, here it is. What's the show called? Upload. And so he's sick, he's dying, but it's okay because the digital afterlife. And of course, you have to die when they do the upload. You can't live for some reason. Just like in the movie Avatar, he dies when his body's transferred. The other whole life, you're just transferring all the thoughts and there's not a soul there. Well, then why couldn't you just transfer it? But then once he uploads, everything is wonderful. He can just do whatever he wants. This is what they're selling us. They're going to lock us in our houses, tell us we can't leave, but say, don't worry. You can do all this new amazing stuff. Just leave the real world to the globalists. And then they can trick you when you're in this hologram to agreeing to sign onto the paperwork so that your carbon footprint will be reduced to actually go digital and get rid of your body. And they'll cheer you and you'll be a celebrity and you'll be 100 feet tall at the football game, those that do it. This is a pure seduction. It's an absolute lie. Everything these people tell you is a lie. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to Joe in Ohio. Joe, grandmother died, tested negative, still told COVID death. Tell us about that.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Man, I'm watching the whole Mark of the Beast satanic seduction unfold. It's pretty scary.
Yeah, it's pretty unfortunate. Hey, listen, my 96-year-old grandmother had pneumonia up in Michigan. So she was in the hospital last week, and five negative COVID-19 tests. My uncle was up there, and he's like, you know, if it's negative, why are you still calling it COVID-19? He's like, well, she has symptoms. Well, this, you know, she's 96 years old. She had no cough, no fever, and she had pneumonia that was probably brought on from a compression fracture. So she probably couldn't take deep breaths. But anyway, she passed away Friday, and they started giving her morphine.
Sorry to hear that, brother.
Afternoon. Yeah, thanks, Alex. So, you know, by the evening she passed. But, you know, it's a shame she has six kids. Not one person up there to hold her hand, you know, at the very end.
Oh, that's so evil. Yeah, it's so satanic to not let your family be there. Show this evil medical system can do whatever it wants.
Oh, yeah. And then they still say, well, it's pneumonia, but it's caused by COVID-19. I'm just like, what a joke. So they got these half-hearted measures for the funeral this Friday. We've got to go up to Nazi Michigan. And
well, another reason they don't want you there, and a lot of times they're going to start stealing the organs, man. Well, they're converting through peer pressure in the hospitals to just absolute pure evil.
Oh, yeah.
And now they've all been corrupted, miscoding COVID-19. All the FBI's got to do in go into any hospital, ask a few questions. They'll all roll over, piss on themselves, and do whatever they're told into the future. This is a designed corruption.
For sure. And what's funny, when I was waiting online for you, I was going through some emails, and I had one from LabCorp, and they're offering their new tests, you know, but it's to test your antibodies. And, like, you know, I told my wife, I said, hell, you probably have that. You were sick back in February.
But remember, most, they admit that there's a whole bunch of companies I've read up on this. Even with the antibodies, it's a false positive most of the time, because if you've had the coronavirus in the last decade or so, you understand you will show antibodies because it's the same family. Does that make sense? I mean, those tests don't tell you the exact type of coronavirus. There's already 30-plus mutations confirmed in the U.S. alone, 50 in Europe. I mean, it's pure BS.
But, hey, you think, this is what I think. I think they want to roll out more tests. They'll find that these people have these antibodies, just more excuse to shut down, slow down.
Exactly. And again, that's why Trump has to go, oh, there'll be more death now, because they're not, anybody dies of anything, they're going to be COVID from now on. The hospital's going to get all that money. They have incentivized the fraud. God bless you, brother. Sorry about your grandmother. Thank you, Joe. Let's talk to Jason in Connecticut, then Christina, Amy, and John. Jason, go ahead. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Hi, Alex. I'm a longtime listener since about 2003. And you need to get Austin Steinbart QAnon on the show. You know, a few weeks back, you announced that QAnon would come on the show. And Austin Steinbart is Q. He's a DIA agent, and he was arrested by the FBI last month, just like they did. You know, they're trying to railroad him like General Flynn. QAnon is a real military intelligence project, and Austin Steinbart is Q. And he needs the overwhelming Democratic mandate to arrest the deep state. So you could email QTeamStaff@hotmail.com.
Jason. I know the Q thing says it's okay to lie and stuff like that. I don't believe that. And I'm not saying some people that like Q aren't doing some good work, and it's fun to follow breadcrumbs and do all that stuff. But I was thinking about exposing the original guys that put it out, and they got hijacked. But I haven't done that yet. I'm still thinking about it. You know, one of the guys has been promoting Bill Gates and stuff. But you said you called in about mother-in-law is doctor at hospital. No surge. Is that you have a real mother-in-law? Is that real, Jason?
Yes, my mother-in-law is a doctor at a hospital, and there really is no surge. I mean, I think out of the hundreds of patients we've seen, maybe one person tested positive, but I don't really believe the test. I mean, I think everyone has COVID. It's just a BS to basically get that $39,000.
No, I agree with you, Jason, but what does your mother-in-law think it is?
What my mother-in-law thinks, she's obviously going along with the brainwashing. I'm not knowing what to think when they lie to you so brazenly. So, but you definitely need to get Austin Steinbart QAnon on the show. And I think that's going to be the biggest show, bigger than your Joe Rogan show. Because once you hear what Austin Steinbart has to say, I'm pretty sure you guys will be lockstep together. Because a lot of things that he says is things that I've heard you say over the 15 years that I've listened to you. He's 29 years old. He's locked down right now. He has a flip phone. I can get you in direct contact with him.
Okay.
On your cell.
Listen, I appreciate your call, man. You know, that's the thing about this Q deal, is that anybody can say they're this or they can say they're that, because people love something that's nebulous and something that can't be proven. And then no one cares about Fauci confirmed running the Wuhan bioweapons COVID-19 program. That's like confirmed. No one even cares. And then these people nebulously tell you, this is happening to me or that's happening to me. And it's just, okay. Great. Q's all real. It's great. It's doing its own thing. That's just not me. Okay. I just am not involved in it. I went out to one of the rallies the other day here in Austin to open things up, and there was like five or six guys in Q shirts. They were just looking at me and saying, they're like, God's here. Q's above that. And it's like, you know, meanwhile, one of the guys that started the Q thing was a Trump campaign person in the White House. And another one was in U.S. intelligence. And they did it as something to try to be able to put dirt out on Hillary and people and not get in trouble like I got in trouble doing. And then it got out of control, and then it got taken away from them. And I've got to give those guys, I've had a lot going on since then, a chance to come out and talk about it. But at the end of the day, it's not really that important. It's just maniac level, folks. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to take your phone calls on what's really happening to martial law.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You know, I mean, I could tell you who first started the whole Q thing. And I'm so close to doing it, but I've gotten busy. And I should have called up a couple of these guys, but I don't want to get one of them in trouble. I don't get any of them in trouble. They're not bad guys, just they're not what Q is today. But it wouldn't matter even if I released who it was. People don't want to believe the truth. People that are into that kind of stuff, they just want to believe fantasy lands. And so, okay, trust the plan. As one go, they all go. Meanwhile, it's the Patriots getting overrun and attacked and harassed. And you still got the Justice Department full of Clinton operatives and Obama operatives. But I don't want to get sidetracked on that. We're talking about the 135 million people starving to death now. We're talking about the world government. We're talking about the shutdown of small businesses. We're talking about people submitting to all this tyranny and how dangerous it is. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding, a pharmacy worker on vaccines and COVID-19. Thank you for calling, sir.
Hey, Alex, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
What are you waiting for? What are you scared of? Listen, I'm a supporter of you, man. But here's the thing. Think about it like this. Every 30 million people out of work, everybody's sitting around. Let's rally. Hold a rally in Washington, D.C. You'll get six people. Put a call out. Make it in June. Tell them we're going to come rally. We're going to group up. We need to mobilize, Alex.
I agree. I mean, listen, we've called for demonstrations all over the country, and I've had a bunch of demonstrations here in Austin, and they tried to take my kids. I mean, I put my money where my mouth is. We were the first to demonstrate out there back when, you know, nobody was demonstrating. And so you say, what am I waiting for? We set up InfoWars, and you guys have supported us, and I work 7 days a week, and what am I supposed to do?
Brother, you're a Paul Revere, but listen, I'm just trying to give you an idea. Dude, if we could just monthly organize it and come together and
rally. You know, everybody thinks if you go to the mall and you get 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 people there, that he gets on the news. They just ignore it. Now, if everyone just didn't wait and everyone traveled to D.C., pick a time, next week, next month, tomorrow, and you went there and you bullhorned the White House, they actually hear you. I've gone and done it, and it gets on the news. First time I did it, the head of Twitter was there, and they all thought that I must have been tipped up at the White House. No, I was planning to go the next day. We were sitting down to eat at Trump Hotel, and I said, I feel a disturbance in the force. Well, let's go to the White House now. I just said, we were already ordering food. I said, let's go now. So I was going to eat food, take a shower. We just flown in. I was hungry. I was going to go the next day. And we drove, and I bullhorned, and it went on Fox News, CNN. They're like, Alex Jones is here. He knows they're meeting. And, you know, Trump all heard it and everything else. Because everybody else bullhorns like at the crowd, or they aim that bullhorn up. I love Owen, but he aims it up. He likes to do that. Nobody hears that. You got to aim it right on straight at a building, and it bounces off of it. And I laid it all out, and Trump heard about it. Well, what if people did that every day? What if you and your church got the thing? It needs to be every day out there, and then you get on the news, and then it has an effect. So I've done it. I've done a bunch of stuff, and I'm not saying I won't do it. I've got a lot of things organized here, a lot of things we're trying to do. But I think that's a good idea. I'm just saying, going to the mall and having an event, no one watches it. Does that make sense? Everybody saw Martin Luther King do it. The media covered that. Most of those events don't get covered. Did you know that?
No, that's true. Now, can you please just let me talk? I love you. I suppose.
Well, no, you just said you need to say, what am I waiting for? And I'm not waiting for anything, but go ahead.
I posed a hypothetical question. I'm trying to have a dialogue with
you. No, it's okay. Go ahead.
I love you, man. I
love you too, brother.
Man.
I don't mind you saying that. I'm just talking about Everybody ought to go on their own pilgrimage. But I'm sorry. But notice Congress is closed. They're not supposed to go see your representative now. This is all their take of. This is martial law. That's all it is. Go ahead.
Okay, listen. But seriously, though.
We don't need to preface it anymore. Just tell me. Tell me. Say it.
I have a couple questions. I have a couple questions for you. Who owns Google? Who owns Microsoft? Who owns Oracle? You know the owners of them. That'll really gauge to me how well you know what's going on. Either you know it completely, or you're being intellectually dishonest with your listener.
Bob, this is a one-upsmanship. I appreciate your call. And, yeah, I mean, I know who the owners of it are. We go down the line from Eric Schmidt to Sergey Brin and, I mean, all the rest of them. My memory isn't what it used to be, but, I mean, I know about the Google board. I know that Alphabet sits on top of it. I know that Schmidt's gone back to, you know, bring the Pentagon up to speed on AI war systems and all the rest of it. And so, I mean, that's basically it. I mean, I've been covering Google since its inception. But I'm intellectually dishonest. I'm bested by you. I need to step up. I need to do more. And I need to know the whole board of Google for you right now that's constantly changing. Their front man is Sundar Pichai, heads up Google right now. And he's a part owner of it as well. I think he's worth $2 billion. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Christina in New York. Brother is a doctor. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm a longtime listener. I've spoken to you before. I've called in. I'm calling in today. I have a brother and a sister-in-law who work in Pennsylvania, two hospitalers. They both were on the COVID floor. They both said they had nothing close to what we saw in New York. Nothing close. They had patients that came in, were treated, and sent home. But just today and last week, there's a new announcement of a Kawasaki virus that is hitting children, and they're saying that it's linked to COVID-19. So they weren't happy going after our elderly and killing them off, but now they're going to hit the kids to keep everybody submissive. And I want you to look into this. I waited all day to call you because I know that you will find out what is going on.
I saw the article about the new mystery illness that hits children, and you lock children up when they're supposed to be outside. You lock a dog up, it's going to get sick. You lock a Labrador Retriever up inside for months, it's going to get sick. And there it is, Kawasaki disease, the latest weird illness from coronavirus. So, yes, first there was the weird loss of smell and taste associated with COVID-19 infections. Then there was COVID toes. Now there is particular rashes. Now we have another unusual syndrome causing illnesses in children, Kawasaki disease. Many of the rashes have been thought to be to vasculitis or blood vessel inflammation. How about 5G that's known actually in studies to cause vasculitis? Look it up. And it creates a type of gaseous chain reaction inside the body. What do you think's going on here, Christina?
Britain, in Italy, where my daughter is right now in lockdown with my two grandchildren, and in Spain. Now it hit New York. So what are they going to do? Roll out something to attack all the children now? Because this is not enough? It's not enough. I don't see how we can stay like this in lockdown and let these demons get away with this. This is a nightmare. It's a nightmare what they're doing to our country and to our world. I just can't imagine what would...
Absolutely. Well, they're teaching us, too, to just be constantly scared of everything. And then they know they lock you up, you're going to get super sick. People need vitamin D3. So if you're locked up inside, you need vitamin D3. If you go outside and get 30 minutes of sun a couple times a week, you're A-OK. Christina, I hear you. Well, you say your brother's a doctor. New York data is BS. Tell us about that.
Well, he's in Pennsylvania. They're in Pennsylvania, two different hospitals, Villanova and Einstein. And they said that they didn't see as many cases at all. They were seeing some. There were people coming in with different things, but likely, again, people had other problems. It wasn't this kill spree. You know what I mean? People.
Exactly. Well, they're taking all the regular deaths and putting it on for the COVID-19 stack. That's on record.
But New York City is run by demons, literally.
I hear you, and that's why they're doing all these scams. So beware and get out of Babylon. The exodus of New York's accelerated. There's a lot of great people there, but it's run by demons, as you said. God bless you, Christina. Chase, Karen, and Melissa, we're going right to your calls in T-minus 4 minutes.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around and goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that, and I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have piped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine, and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star.
You know, I'm tempted.
His job was for battle.
Because I already knew this stuff, and I've done the research back at the time, and I talked to a few of the people who are in the White House, and one of them was like, you believe Q's attacking me now? It's been taken away from us by some bad operatives. And how ridiculous it is that they're, you know, attacking this one individual saying he's bad when that person was involved intellectually in hatching the whole Q plot. Because, again, everybody saw the success we had exposing Hillary Clinton and the spirit cooking and how we boosted the WikiLeaks information once it was out. Now, InfoWars was very successful with that information, back when Drudge Report was different and was boosting it as well, helping get Trump in. and then to just watch Q turn into this societal phenomenon of just average folks thinking they're talking to Trump or something and just being off in la-la land. I'm not even against the people that want to believe it at all and get into it. It's just that it's esoteric to, like, go off codes and, you know, connect the dot things when we have it all out in the open in front of us. It's the world government, the New World Order, Event 201, lockstep, the fact that all the bell curves were wrong and it was, you know, a micron of what it really was, and they're killing people for the coding. That's real stuff, so much real stuff that I can't even wrap my head around how suddenly we're inside the New World Order. And just all the stuff about Sessions is good and they're going to arrest everybody and stick with the plan. And meanwhile, there's a real civil war going on in the government and Trump's barely hanging on. And they got the FBI elements that work for the Democrats still, because Justice Department's both groups, out engaged in COINTELPRO and out engaged in plans to try to set up Trump supporters ahead of the election very soon. I live in the real world. And so, I talk to the real serious people. And so that's why to see kind of a, it'd be like if I was really on Wall Street, really buying and selling companies and businesses at a billionaire level, and then I saw kids playing on a Monopoly board, and they walked over to me and said, hey, buddy, you're not for real. It's like obscene. And it just slips into this whole world of you know, delusional stuff. And, you know, oh, well, these people with Q say this about Alex Jones, and it'll be the most outlandish made-up stuff. And so I'm done talking about it. People call in about it. They want to ask me about it. I don't even think, you know what? The Q people don't even need to know who Q is. Fine, okay? You don't believe me anyway, so I'm not going to tell you. All right, how's that sound? All right, I'll live here in the real world where I pay real consequences for what I do, and I'll keep moving forward. You know, I'll have dozens of people send me a video a month ago. Look, the Q person says that now China's the enemy and there's a fifth column in America. And I'm just like, and what the hell does that mean? I mean, I'm not in competition with this stuff. We pioneered exposing all of this. And I want everybody to adopt this information. I want to defeat the New World Order. I don't territorialize this stuff. But that's what a lot of the Q movement pimps, that kind of spread the breadcrumbs around and stuff and manipulate audiences thinking they're getting some magical esoteric thing. That's what Satanism is, where you join these cults believing you're going to get this secret knowledge by doing more and more what they say. And the secret knowledge is they know how to manipulate you with secret knowledge. The secret knowledge is how to manipulate you. I'm trying to expose the secret knowledge of how you're manipulated to stop it. There's the knowledge of good and the knowledge of evil. Now, we're all fallen and falling short of the glory of God, but I know the knowledge of good. It's systems that work, that are truthful, that make sense, that are wholesome, and that are transparent. Those are the systems of God. The systems of evil are systems that are parasitic and feed on things and build destruction and build collapse, but that the magicians feed off of. Of course, they themselves in the Faustian bargain are then destroyed in the end. So I don't want to be part of the Faustian operations. I don't want to be part of Machiavellian cloak and dagger. My power is being out in the open and being very, very honest about what I say and what I do. Except when I engage in satire, which is a great form of truth, but people have to be smart to understand it. And, of course, the audience gets it, but the enemy takes it out of context, edits it, and then, you know, at first it seems like we're losing with satire, but then it always boomerangs around and it makes us even stronger in the end. Now, the final segment is coming up. I'm going to go to Melissa, who's a medical worker, laid off. And then Karen, general caller, father, in and out of hospitals. Chase, security, IT for hospitals, COVID-19 patients. We'll go to him first. He's actually the longest holding. And then Phil, let me just say this again, real world. Alex Jones is my name. I'm not Bill Hicks. That's a thing on the internet. When you order something from us, unless you order on like a Friday or a Saturday, it shipped out the next day. When you order storable food from us, it gets packaged, it's high quality, you get it. When you order our organic three different scent essential oil hand sanitizer. You actually get it quickly. It's actually high quality. I'm a real person. I pay the taxes. I go out the street. And I want to thank our listeners for all their support, because that's what's kept us in this position. We were supposed to already be off the air. And by the grace of God, we were kept on air last year. And I mortgaged my house this year to be able to buy product to go through the rest of the year, or at least part of the year. And we did have some big sales, obviously, because people are scouring the internet for good things during this whole crisis. And that put us with a little bit of funding into the end of the year. And so God keeps providing, like the widows might be run out, and then all of a sudden something happens, we get more money. But I really don't want to be in that position. I want to be able to make some expansions, do some really serious stuff we need to do. So again, you need fish oil. You need krill oil. It's back in stock, 50% off. It's amazing. You need X-Tube. It's sold out for months. The best iodine you're going to find out there, just a building block of everything. It's so amazing. Research iodine in the current situation. Research zinc in the current situation. The Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, is going to probably be sold out in about a month. We're still keeping the discount of 50% off because I want you to get it. We also have Vaso Beets. That's concentrated beet extract. Everybody knows what that does for you, how it creates nitrous oxide in the body. But I would also say just get your storable food now. Now it's more urgent than it was 12 weeks ago when I told people, don't order food for the virus. Order food for the lockdown, the collapse. They're going to keep it locked down. It's not going to be 2 weeks. If you put up with it, it'll be forever. This is a post-human takeover. These are very evil people, positioned eugenicists. This is a new type of war. And your fear and demanding to be locked down is why Trump can't get you out of it, because you won't get yourself out of it. But for economic war, for them taking out Trump, in case we fail, and I'd give it about a 30% chance we're going to fail in this round, you need to get your storable food. And it'll be very evident in 2, 3, 4 months just how serious things are. There's still time for you to get your orders in and get the storable food. That way you get something that's quality, that lasts a long time, that's a backup you can store, a backup you can bury. It's sealed, these big plastic thick containers, inside sealed bags on top of that. And then that's a backup, an important thing you've got ready for you. Put it in the attic, put it wherever, take care of your neighbors. It's high quality, lasts 25 years. And then that money comes in here to keep us in position in case all the supplies run out. Literally, God laid it on my heart. He called my subconscious, but I believe in God. Just whatever, it's been on my mind. Hey, Jones, you don't like to really scare people. You like to be optimistic. But I'm like thinking, we better just sell out of everything we've got and just have the war chest to go on, because supply chains are breaking down. Things are locking down. And we're already, from vitamin and mineral and supplement suppliers, are like already having trouble getting the supplies from around the United States. We don't get it from China. And they're already saying things are shutting down and they may not be able to supply us. And so they may not even take our money to reorder products. We have everything in stock right now. Ships next day, unless it's the food. That has to get packaged and get out to you. But I'm just telling you, you need to understand, we're not in regular times anymore. Everything's accelerating. Everything's contracting. You need to get prepared now while supporting the InfoWar. Whatever you do, pray for InfoWars and spread the word about the transmission.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1 liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1 liter bottle of our high quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30 count bottle of immune booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life.
From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
One way or another, the truth about this hoax is coming out. Some of the new stories breaking at InfoWars.com. Zoomers pee their pants in sick new social media challenge. This is just the left going completely insane. Mexican judge releases cartel boss who ordered hit on Breitbart, Texas writer. I haven't even gotten into the couple guys from the 10th Special Forces group formerly trying to go in with another couple dozen people and kill Chavez or kidnap him. Those people had a lot of balls. The CIA met with them supposedly in Jamaica and tried to talk them into not doing it and probably tattled on them. That's a whole other fiasco right there. But those guys have a lot of courage to have done that because Hugo Chavez has caused hundreds of thousands to starve to death, taken one of the richest countries in the world and absolutely destroyed it. Let's jam in four calls before this hour ends. The war room starts, though, in Schroyer. Let's talk to Chase in Missouri. He's a security IT for hospitals on COVID-19 patients' data. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I'm going to jet through these two things. I know they've been discussed a lot. Yeah, the two things that give hard dates on when stuff's supposed to happen, they're wrong every time. Two, I've talked to directors of major hospitals here in St. Louis about how many people have actually tested positive for COVID-19. In confidence, they've told me, usually, you know, less than a dozen, you know, hundreds and hundreds, if not, you know, over 1,000 have come to get tested. But I wanted to ask you something, Alex, because I've heard you a few times recently say something about you're under an NDA, non-disclosure agreement. You something about like behind the scenes you can't tell us. And really,
well, yeah, I mean, as a journalist, I can sit there and have people bring me information about the Vegas attack. And I signed an NDA on that. Or if globalists wanted to meet with me and it's not a crime they're talking about, then I'm not going to violate the NDA because I want that information. But yeah, no, that the globalists have tried to get me to join them.
Oh, definitely, right, definitely. I'm just saying if this is kind of, you know, where we're at the end here with the NDA stuff, you know, my question is kind of, you know, what are you waiting for? Why don't you just lay it out?
People don't even care. I can sit there and give them Noah's Ark. They don't give a damn. I mean, here's the deal. A journalist, I'm a pundit, I'm a father, I'm a talk show host, I'm a patriot. But if I end up meeting with somebody, one of my representatives does, and they're just simply trying to get me to join them or whatever, and that's a private meeting, I'm not going to say who did it. I mean, Henry Kissinger, the head of the Kissinger group, tried to hire me in front of John Harmon and didn't have me sign an NDAA, so he's right there and heard it.
Gotcha. Okay.
I mean, sense. Nobody cares. Okay, head of the Kissinger group, Rob Kopp, tried to get you to join the New World Order. It's like, means nothing. No one cares. No one wants real meat and potatoes, man.
Real quick here. You know, you've laid out a lot of the names of who these people are, and I'm not saying anybody should do anything, but, you know, you've got a little bit of net worth, you know, with everything you've done.
Not really.
Why don't you, you know, put some people together and we actually, you know, eliminate the...
Okay, I appreciate your call. I love everybody always calls me and says we need to kill people. The globalists are killing the third world by cutting off the food supply, and it needs to stop. And you've got a fifth column run by foreign intelligence operations, and things have gotten so bad, I've said the president needs to look at foreign Chinese agents here committing crimes. They need to be gone after by the executive branch, and that's constitutional, okay? I'm not here like some secret agent. I go home and take care of my four children at night, and I work all the time. So I keep getting these calls saying, I need to do this, I need to do that. Everything I say is transparent. It's all out in the open, okay? So I'm not going to go there. By the way, you've got even worse people underneath these globalists. You have to defeat their systems. You have to defeat their ideas. You don't defeat it by... In fact, the last thing I want is something to happen to Bill Gates or any of them, because it'll turn them into martyrs. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call. Melissa in Ohio, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, I am one of the healthcare workers who's been laid off because actually my job has been furloughed because of, I guess you could say, the coronavirus. Things are really slow in the hospitals right now. And, you know, the patients that come to me, I work in a lab at a hospital around here, and the patients that come in, they are always asking, you know, is it really busy there? I bet you guys are running crazy. And it's like, no, we are not very busy at all. The hospitals are around us are pretty much dead. That's why they're...
You remember just a few months ago we were conspiracy theorists, though?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the patients are surprised. I tell them, I'm like, don't listen to the media. They are just trying to make us scared and trying to make, you know, give us fear. Yeah, I'm one of the few that are in the hospital that, you know, are telling people, you know, it's a hoax. It's, you know, they're just doing this to us to get us our fear up and to make us stay home and to not come out and to be scared of it. And I'm constantly telling my patients, don't listen to them. They're not right. They're lying to us. You really think the media loves and cares about us?
And now a bar tries to reopen in West Texas, and they send an armored giant tank. They need to vote that local sheriff and that government out. And man, what you're doing is amazing. And I know a lot of healthcare workers that are heroes that have really tough jobs. When you do have a busy day, it's very stressful watching people die and going through all this stuff. But then meanwhile, to say that they're heroes for going along with the stand down, well, that is absolute fraud. God bless you, and I appreciate your call, Melissa. Great points. Karen in Kansas, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm a second-time caller. I called in 2013 and now again. Trying to wake a lot of people up. I just want to know what we're going to do here with our health and the future. My dad, Orange County, California, he's 83, passed away a few months ago. He was a Marine. He had his business for 58 years. He had brain surgery, January 4th of 2019. He's been in and out of hospital, assisted living. The bottom line, I saw how they treated my father, my family. They don't like you to question authority. The people that help them. There are a few good people, but in general, a lot of them don't speak English. And what are we going to do? I mean, my dad, I got him out last year in August, took him home. He passed away the day after my birthday, January 2nd this year. But what are we going to do? I mean, I can't imagine not being able to visit him in assisted living. He was in 3 assisted livings. You question how they're taking care of them, and now you can't even see your loved one. What are we going to do? What are we going to do for our future?
Well, you're right. This is the ultimate takeover plan where you're all surveilled, your medical records are public. The regular cold virus now makes everyone susceptible, makes everybody a suspect. World governments here, they can ban travel, lock you in your house. In places that are already under tyranny, like Spain, people have been locked up for 2 months, can't even leave to go to the grocery store. It is hell on earth. Paul Watson's parents live in Spain. They can go once a week to the grocery store, only one person, and they're not allowed out more than 5 minutes per day. They don't even let you let your dog use the bathroom outside. You have to throw it out the window. I mean, this is just seeing what they can do. France has now announced permanent tyranny. Macron had a 20% approval rating. Now he's a dictator. Look at this headline. Austria police may intervene if they see people kissing. 6 degrees of separation is nothing but an occultic term that then got put in a white paper in 1929, and it adds up to 666. That's Wikipedia. Can't make all this up. Look at this. Look at this crap. I mean, these people know what they're doing, man. It's all insane. What else do you think's going on, Karen?
There is not a lot of truckers for food. I've noticed that in middle America. That's kind of scary. And there's just a lot of foreigners that don't speak English. There's a lot of infiltration. I don't know.
The country is completely overrun. The third world's collapsing. We're now being collapsed down. Like, imagine the World Trade Centers and the top floors start collapsing and then it all just goes. And imagine the third world on bottom just. Again, when the first world collapses, the third world dies, and then we die. And that's why I did the allegory, the analogy of Jonathan Swift and the modest proposal. God bless you, and I really appreciate your call, Karen. I'm sorry to Phil. I got a lot of calls today. I think we did a pretty good job today. Great job of the crew. Owen Schroyer is coming up loaded for bear as usual. Remember, I just cannot harp on this enough. You see how crazy things are. You see how it just gets worse and worse. Submission to this only means they get worse. And the more we stand down, the more they tighten the noose, the more they put the handcuffs on us. Governor Newsom's a psychotic demon monster. All of them are. They want power. They want to bankrupt things to make you dependent. And they're making their move. And Trump tried to keep things open, but everybody panicked. So he shut it down. Now he's trying to open. They're attacking him. Stand with President Trump. Stand with America and realize we're at war with China and the globalists. The Democratic Party is a communist Chinese fifth column. And whatever you do, realize the archive of this live show will be at band.video with amazing videos and all the infrastructure you built. So use this infrastructure. We're not supposed to be on air now. We were supposed to be off air when they launched this, but we're still here. That's why they're trying to get ready to go into active measures again.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.